Now, a little more serious topic. Of course, in the last 50 years, or many decades ago, the United States and Soviet Union were engaged in a Cold War, as depicted in a Twilight Zone episode entitled The Shelter.
Remain tuned for an important message. The President of the United States has just announced that the previously unidentified objects have now been definitely ascertained as being satellites. Repeat, there are no enemy missiles approaching. Repeat, there are no enemy missiles approaching. The objects have been identified as satellites. They are harmless, and we are in no danger. The state of emergency has officially been called off. We are in no danger. Repeat, there is no enemy attack.
John, with shows like The Shelter and TV specials such as The Day After and Testament, did television accurately depict the existing threat during the Cold War?
Well, there were so many different kinds of portrayal in there, you almost have to take them one by one. I mean, I think that, sometimes, for example, there was that vision we all remember of the episode from The Twilight Zone of with Burgess Meredith and Time Enough to Read, and that just sort of showed complete devastation, and yet somehow Burgess Meredith is wandering around through that picking up books. I mean, that wouldn't have been exactly accurate.
I think he would be glowing at that point.
Yeah, I think breaking his glasses would have been the least of his worries. But I think what it really captured were the attitudes that everybody had toward it, the tremendous sense of fear. You know, The Shelter, there was a perfect, if I'm remembering the plot line on that episode, that was one which showed how people who, in a friendly little neighborhood could suddenly all be turned against one another, and suddenly, what they saw as a desperate fight for survival, or what they thought was going to be a desperate fight for survival. So, I think it's more important for television to reflect the attitudes people have than sometimes the specific realities, especially in a show like The Twilight Zone that's just trying to be a drama of some kind. Maybe in something like, the later movies that were trying to be more cautionary about this is what nuclear war will be like. They were certainly working to try to make those very accurate. But I think in retrospect, we could always pick apart different things in them.